I was given a question walking down the trail yesterday that was so valuable that I said I would answer it for the whole group, but I promised that when my last unit, I will be talking about the 2012 issues because a lot of people are concerned about that. So I saw a gentleman over there. I said, I want to answer you, I'll tell everybody. So we'll talk about that a little later. But I think we're mostly here. It is an incredible honor for me to present Madeline Redman to you. She told me that she'd be willing to talk, and since we had more time than the typical one day, I knew it would be a rare and beautiful opportunity. And I know that you guys get to hear her more than I do, but she's really an amazing soul. We've started our journey together as friends and co-light workers way back, I guess. And well, I know I've known her since, I think, I've known my husband in 13 years. And she's taken my class several times, and I have about 1,400 graduates worldwide. Most are U.S., a few in Canada, some in Mexico, and even a few in Germany. And I can tell you without fail that she grew the most of any of them, of any of us. It has been such an honor to watch that journey. I'm tearing up. It's so beautiful. I mean, really. We kind of grew together. And we see each other from time to time when I see this. It's like she takes giant steps through big problems. And her journey is very wise. And she did everything the hard way. She came in with a lot of the same problems and same background as I did, so I particularly relate. And she's very honest and open about sharing this. And yesterday, on the Nurturing Ourselves session, 4 to 6, we had a session together, and she led me on a past life, not, we were going to do past life hypnosis. We both was trained with Henry Bolda, with past life regression, and he's wonderful. And so I knew her training, I knew it would be good, and I knew she was a light worker, I knew it would be good, and I knew that she's understanding and we're close. So it was a particularly safe thing for me. And I'm a child who's an incest survivor and have done years of work on it. But she took me to another place, a deeper process, and I feel like a new person. And it's like, we literally only had a half an hour, and she, with her wisdom and her safety and her awareness, she gave me an incredibly priceless gift, and I'm so grateful. Just as a little symptom, I'm the kind of person that if there was a fan running, you know, like those bathroom fans that are kind of annoying, they were driving me crazy all weekend. And I mean, I've hated fans all my life. This morning it was on, and it didn't bother me. I mean, that's like my canary in the coal mine kind of thing. It didn't bother me. It meant that my inner space was comfortable enough that I wasn't at the edge of my last nerve, so it didn't push me over. So I have a whole new space to be whole in as a result of being here. I mean, the gift of all of you has been amazing, but the gift of Marilyn has been particularly powerful. So without further ado, let's welcome our special Marilyn. Thank you.
Thank you for that. Oh, that was a nice introduction. Thank you. What an honor. Oh, I wasn't going to carry this up here with me. You want to put this on the chair for somebody if they need it? Okay. Well, it's really an honor to be here. And when she asked me, I was thrilled. And then I says, but what am I going to do? And she says, well, I just want you to tell your story. And when I walked up this morning and saw the sunshine and the Olympics, and then we had strawberry crepes, blintzes, and the eating, and then with Linda in this wonderful program, let's give her a hand. It doesn't get any better. She's been talking about tapping your soul's inner wisdom and trusting and using that information and receiving it to affect your life, and that's exactly what I've done. She's been a big inspiration to me, and a lot of my, between Henry training me for past life regression and the trainings I've gotten from Linda have been literally changed my life. Since she wanted me to share about where I came from, my book's over there available in the bookstore, and I want to read a few of the poems out of it. I'm working on a book right now, which is the methods and some of the things I'm going to be sharing with you in just a few minutes of what I've learned since all of this started. And so that book's coming along, called Secrets to Life and Living, Let the Real You Out. But this book is Roses Have Thorns, and it starts out with childhood crises, and the first poem is called Pretty Baby. Notice me, Mom. I'm hungry, hopeless. Why do you ignore my crying? Stop the battles with Dad. It's like I'm beat too. Help, no one's here for me. Tell me I'm safe, you'll protect me. Will it spoil me to hold me? Say you love me. Everything will be all right. Something's missing besides eating dinner each night without my father. Our tidy house by Green Lake deludes the neighbors. The coats you sew cover my loneliness. Other girls long for my red ice skating outfit with a matching hat, jacket, skirt, and wide whale corduroy. Nothing else matches. It's not my fault I have the measles. Don't leave me in this black bedroom like a prison. Open the door and pull off the blanket covering the window. I want to see outside. Read a magazine. Speak to me. Answer my questions. Is this your life or mine? Rags in my hair keep me awake at night. You demand perfect curls. I'm a doll on a couch in the living room. My new frilly pinafore, black patent Mary Jane flawless, My new frilly pinafore, black patent Mary Jane's, flawless ringlets disguise my lack of worth. Companies all around, will they speak to me? Controlled like a monkey chained to an organ grinder, you mandate ballet, piano, flute lessons to complete your soul. My performances never cease. Your blessings never arrive. I keep tap dancing. Am I as good as Shirley Temple yet? Oh. Thank you. And there's some more about my childhood. And then, of course, I married what I was used to. And moving on through the book, it's called Abuse and Bondage. Where is my life? What's going on? He hollers, demands all trinkets, cash are his. I don't understand. With others, his charm fills the room. A congenial smile for them. Temper tantrums at home for me. Violence escalates, interspersed with expensive trips. Addictions are symptoms of something worse. Too painful to explore as he massacres me inside and out, deeper into despair. No resolution in view. Harassing, hurting, homeless smiles mask my fright. His tirades intimidate. He chases me through the house like a punishing parent. Ropes of bondage are raging vibrations that lethally saturate the rooms with his flaring fireworks. What did I do to cause this hell? What's wrong with me? Will it change or is it etched in granite? Pollyanna at work, torment at night with my presence Torment at night with my persistence to fix everything. Hope it will go away. I wish for laughter. Remain with the master, die or escape to survive. The answer propels my feet. I need to run faster. And the illustrations are my own in here. And so they have little quotes and wisdoms underneath. This one says, chip away at the parts that aren't you. And it's about a sculpture. But there's different kinds of drawings and illustrations. Finally, when I got to the point that I needed to have some goals to move forward in my life, and I didn't have a clue what that meant. I literally took an Al-Anon book, read it one morning, and provided myself with what I thought was what I was trying to work towards in my life, and it's called Vision, A New Me. Total acceptance of myself means the opportunity for reality. Unconditional love grants my own gentleness, caring. Courtesy lifts my dignity, sees value. Tolerance understands favorably my mistakes, errors. Self-esteem believes in confidence, guides my sharing, my life. Sharing my experiences, feelings, creates life's happiness. Many interests bring a fulfilling life, helping others through their strife. Spirituality generates peace of mind. Worth knows the purpose for my birth. And thank you. And as I started to grow spiritually, there's more poems in here about my growth as I moved along, my trip to Australia with the ARE, and an ode to Angelica, which is my cat that I had twice in this lifetime and once in a Persian life. She keeps returning to me. And before I knew about, we came in from other places, I wrote Soul Travel and discovered I was from the Pleiades. That's in here. I've had many, many angel experiences, and some of those are in here. And the last poem, Love from God. No matter what happens, good or bad, I'll be there during your storms and serenity. Safe from distortion, corruption, coercion, I've taken your guilt, shame, weakness for emergence out of darkness. Forward into the great reality where laughter sings, music rings around through, crowns us in harmony, light. For my support's consistent, acceptance unlimited. I offer you opportunities, prize who you are. Now's the time, enjoy your life, discover fun, or sometimes do nothing at all. Safe, secure, protected from harm, let your rapture out. Manifest your soul's artistry. Impart your heart's wisdom in new and wonderful ways. Missed childhoods prosper in awakened awareness, heaven. Loving vibrations connect the cosmos in celebration. And the picture for the last one's called, it's called Reality. I no longer need to see the bad more than the good. The owl graduated. So this is, there's more in here if you're interested in the bookstore. And so I got to that point in my life, and at that point I'd spent $100,000 on recovery. At this point I was on my own and didn't know where I'd get another $100,000. I prayed to God. And this is the rest of the story. Paul Harvey died not too long ago, by the way. So thanks for him for that little comment, but I did get the rest of the story. I prayed for a more effective, more efficient, and cheaper way to recover. That's what I needed. So he answered my prayers. Amazingly enough, God does answer prayer. I found opportunities with alternative and holistic medicine to support my changes. And now I understand that real healing is done on a higher plane, and the third dimension that we rearrange the energy on with medications and other typical things that we have, the research they're doing to fight cancer and all these things, it's just rearranging the third dimension, and that's not healing. So you have to go somewhere else for your healing. And Einstein, you referred to this yesterday, Einstein said, no problem can be solved from the same level of consciousness that created it. So I discovered that all the prescriptions and medications I were on actually was suppressing my energy and actually keeping me from rising my vibrations into where I really truly wanted to be. They were actually working against me. In fact, to the point they were killing me. My body at one point said, you're dying, from the prescriptions I was taking. And at this point, I've been off everything for years. If you know anything about Eckhart Tolle, and he wrote The New Earth, he talks about the ego pain body. And what's happening in the third dimension is we continue to feed that ego pain body. And when you stop doing that, then you can actually move and ascend. And I'm doing a program April 18th, which is on your chairs in Seattle, talking more about that. So what happened was I discovered that because I didn't want to suppress my emotions anymore, I didn't want to keep my vibrations low down where the illnesses are. I needed to raise up, and I began meditating. And ever since, I've been meditating every day for 23 years without fail, because that's my survival line and now my thriving line. So in meditation, I came to believe that through my experience that God could restore me to sanity when I was in a meditative state. It wasn't pills, and it wasn't doctors, and it wasn't all the other things that sometimes we go through. And certain things started coming to me with information to do this in meditation. At one point, God gave me quite a few different processes to go through. And one was where I was just full of tarry goo all over me, very, very toxic. Remember the old tar baby stories? And that's kind of what it felt like, and that's kind of what it looked like. And my whole family was covered thickly with it also. And he provided a solvent to wash myself off completely and a hose with another solvent to make sure that it was all gone and I could clean myself up. And I did spend the whole afternoon in meditation taking every person in my family through this process of cleaning them up. While I was removed from them, there was a mirrored wall, glass wall between us. And as they went through this process of getting cleaned up so I could even be around them. I also got questions in meditation that were helpful, like one day, God said in meditation, "Do you want to walk out of your prison of bipolar disorder like your mother could not walk out of her prison of paranoia schizophrenia?" And I thought for a minute, and I said, yes. Guess what? All kinds of things appeared in front of me to be able to do that. What I know today is illness is a conscious choice, and I chose to walk away from it. I don't have to play that game anymore. So, thank you. It's been a real trip to get the biggest withdrawal I had from all the medications the doctors gave me was the Depakote. It took me 4 months to get my life together after that medication. About 15 years of it. Today I know that being in spirit is the healthiest place to be. That's where we heal. And so all the work that Linda's doing with us when we're in an altered state, you're in a healed state. That's why meditation is so important. And if you haven't started meditating on a daily basis, I suggest you do. That's your connection to God. That's where our lifeline is. God knows what we need. We don't have to limit ourselves. If we stay in the third dimension, we're still just arguing for our limitations. I love the ad that Tina Turner did for Hanes Hosiery. It was a black and white ad, and she had this high skirt. You guys would have loved that. And she's tromping down in these high heels on this road, and she says, "I don't limit myself anymore." And I've heard for the first time that I didn't have to do that. She says, "I don't limit myself anymore." And I took that as kind of a omen for me. And meditation is very practical and very things in your daily life. That I had a big difficult situation. I own a commercial building, and the property manager was not doing, he was taking over for the fellow I'd hired who had had a stroke, and I was beginning to think he was incompetent. And was about ready to fire him and had someone ready to step in, but I was going through this huge anxiety about the whole thing, and my skin was back to prickly time, and I hadn't had that kind of anxiety in years, and I said, "What's going on?" So I went into meditation, and I said, "How does it feel if I let this fellow go?" And I knew it wasn't his expertise, because I hadn't really signed on with him. He was just covering for his partner, and the anxiety just went higher. And I said, "Well, what's it like if I just don't fire him and, you know, things work out?" And I went into this peace. I thought, well, now that's kind of strange. This guy's, you know, he seems to not have it all together as far. I'd already been a property manager myself of the property, so I knew what needed to be done. And I didn't have the time and ability to handle it, and I, you know, so I was concerned about making the right decision. So I did it again. I went back into peace by just, what happened was God said, just step back and not force the issue. So that's what my decision became. By noon the next day, the whole situation had turned around. So you can get some pretty good answers when you meditate. Because of the medications I'd had for so many years, I pretty much was using no pills, period, because they just weren't working in my system. And I was trying to get past my arthritis at that point. And there was a bottle of ibuprofen in the pass-through from the family room to my kitchen. And that day I was contemplating, I don't take ibuprofen unless it was really painful. And I take very little because I was addicted to Valium, and I'm not a pain a pill person anymore. But once in a blue moon, I would take one, and the bottle was sitting there that night, and it was like God's hand came up to my face and said, "You're not taking any more of those." And I thought about it, and he says, "Are you going to trust that pill instead of me for your health?" And so, guess what? That's the reason I mentioned Eckhart Tolle is my ego pain body went into huge resistance, just as if I was coming off alcohol or Valium or the Depakote, which was really horrendous. My body went into huge, feed me this pill. And after 2 hours of screaming, yelling, and crying, as I wasn't going to take another pill, I get this little phone call. 3 in the morning, this voice says, "Do you need help?" I recognized his voice because it was my master from Tibet. And so he has helped me once before go through some healing that I needed that was not typically in my knowledge of what to do to heal the sexual abuse. This time there was some different kind of sexual abuse involved with letting that release for the arthritis to go. So he helped me several times over the phone, 2 hours periods at a time, working with me and helping me to release the arthritis. And he called back several times and we had discussions about other things. And one of the things he said is, and I like to say this because it validates how great a psychic Linda is. She had told me in a reading several years back, she says, "Marilyn," she says, "you've accomplished 6 to 7 lifetimes in this lifetime." And do you remember that?
Mm-hmm. I never said
it
to anybody.
It was for you? It was for me. And he validated that, see? Yeah. He validated what she had told me. He says, "You're trying to leave the pain was about losing or removing 7 years of violence and abuse in past lifetimes, and you're trying to do it all at once." So he helped me with that. And then he says, "If you clear out your first chakra, which is still has some stuck energy," he says, "this will be your last lifetime," which I've done at this point. So, which has been in the last couple months. So that's why I do know a little bit about chakras and ascension if you come to the class. So I have found meditation has a lot of different ramifications to give you answers for your life that are soul-changing. That's what it's about. The second answer to my prayer was to use flower essences, and I have some over in the bookstore available. You'll see some Rescue Remedy over there by Dr. Bach. What I know is that they release the blocked energy. They're the absolute opposite of prescriptions and medications, which suppress energy. Flower essences are pure energy. And when you add that positive to your system, it literally will push out the negative. It's like the light will overcome the darkness. And where's the darkness? You know, it just leaves. So just for a minute, I'll explain who Dr. Bach was. Dr. Edward Bach recognized the need to improve the emotions as one of several ways to treat disease. He started his research in the 1900s investigating how flowers might affect emotions, and he knew that the sight and smell of certain flowers produced various emotional shifts in humans. Eventually, he learned how to isolate the flower's essence and when then they could be used for therapeutic purposes. He categorized 38 flowers by their ability to alter the emotions of his patients. Flower essences are intended to work only at the mental and emotional aspects of the patient. There are flowers for fear, anger, transition, anxiety, depression, insecurity, stress, and other emotions. Several different flower essences often are combined in the same bottle to deal with multiple emotional symptoms. A flower essence formula is used usually with other therapies, and so I have people using them when my clients come to me. They have affirmations to support them. And I also have Brainstorm over there. Several people in the toning last night were asking for clarity. I've been using Brainstorm almost as long as the other flower essences. By the way, they're all homeopathic, totally non-harmful, and will not conflict with anything else you take. But the Brainstorm literally has helped me to have the vision and clarity to understand what I need to do next to progress and to keep growing, and what is the next project ahead of me. And I every morning I have 3 drops of Brainstorm in my juice. It really has made a huge difference. I found out about it from another ARE person, Marlene Crosby, who does therapy, the Edgar Casey massage. And she told me about it years ago, and I still continue to use it. I have given my clients Rescue Remedy for stress, anxiety, all kinds of trauma and crisis, past or present. If you're in emergency situations and you're very stressed out, it works great. I also, when my clients come, I can have all the 38 flower essences available, and my angels tell me what you need. When you start talking to me, they'll say, "Oh, this is what's going on," and so they help put the formulas together. I also use flower essences from Lummi Island. I find them to be very spiritual. Tree Frog Farm is great, and I'm going to start using some from Australia. So I'm finding out that I can change my emotions, and the new healthier ones as they come in, it's terrific. I don't have to stay in those states. And what I discovered with the medications the doctors gave me, I'm stuck. You know, they said you'll have bipolar the rest of your life and you'll be on this medicine forever. And thank you, God, I am not either. I was actually declared sane. Can you believe that? Oh, and but somebody said, I had a news release about, you know, boy, bipolar's not forever. And this guy says, nobody's ever been declared sane. Well, I was. The other answer to my prayer, I was meditation, was using flower essences, and because when you do raise your vibrations, you're not going to be in the disease place that originates from, if you understand that process, was regression. And regression is really another form of meditation. It's an altered state. And I got the idea, well, my guides gave me the idea. I don't have a decent thought in my head, but thank you for all my help that you don't see right now. Edgar Casey went to a hypnotherapist when he had laryngitis when he was young and working in a bookstore, and he couldn't talk to the people that came in, and he couldn't communicate because of the laryngitis, and so he was advised to go see a hypnotherapist. And I can't remember, Lane, I think, was the name of the fellow he went to, and that's when Casey became a photographer. And because he didn't have to talk, you know, you just snap the picture and you don't have to talk to the people sitting there. So for the year that worked really well, and his voice went again into laryngitis, so he had to find a different hypnotherapist to again go through the process, and this time it took, and he didn't have problems after that. So I use that as a model. Regression is very helpful to find answers. Basically, that's what we did with Linda yesterday. We just did a big, good old basic regression. The answers are there. Your body wants to be well. Your body has the answers for you. And the answers can be all kinds of things. But it's a shift in awareness is what it brings. So that like last week, I was in self-hypnosis, and I had been having difficulties with a situation. I said, where is this coming from? And after a period of time, I discovered that, and you heard a little bit about my childhood, I discovered that I had the message from sitting on that couch with the curls and the pinafore and whatever. The message was, if you're not perfect, you won't be loved. Now, it's taken me 23 years to get to that message of daily working on this stuff. I do daily work on my recovery. And so some of these aren't really obvious and on top, so sometimes you have to come back for more than a few sessions. But generally, these things will come up fairly fast. Your stuff came up really fast. So what I know is in regression, we get all kinds of wonderful answers of what went on that is still the tail wagging the dog in your life. And you just are hidden from that information because it's in the subconscious. But your body will want to tell you what it is if you ask it. And that's what she had us doing, talking to the body last night. I just do it in a little different way with my process. So I have it so that you're actually telling yourself. I had a client come recently who was associated with ARE, and she'd been in a car accident, had a lot of pain, and her doctor gave her some pain pills. And she got addicted to them. I'm here to tell you that she came from an alcoholic family, and if you do, you are a setup for addiction. She had no idea when she took these pills that she'd go into addiction. She was in pain, she thought, right? So finally, when things came to a head and she says, I need some help, she came out of her denial about it. And so we did a regression. And we asked the body, why did she set up the accident so she would need to feed her body pills? And so we got the answers. And then I asked for the healing information. And I literally had tears coming down my eyes, my face. We taped this so she could take it home and continue to hear. Her body had such loving answers. It was just the most amazing thing I've ever heard in my life. Of how much her body wanted to be loved, and in the various ways of how she could do that so that it would be loved and feel like it was loved and it wouldn't have to be in the problems that she had created unknowingly. So, you know, and she's doing very well. We've been cleaning out her chakras, etc. She's doing very well right now. And the big thing that goes along with regression is past life regression. And what a gift it was. I've gone twice to work with Henry in Virginia and get the training I needed. And this brought forth many patterns in my life. We worked on each other getting the training, and finally I could see how these different items in my life had a pattern. And it was finally coming to, we're all here at a very important time with a shift in the new millennium. You have come to finish your unfinished business. And past life regression is a wonderful way to approach that, because many things have been continuing in your reincarnations, and it's finally time to say the buck stops here. That's what I did. I said, I've had enough, been here long. You know, at this point, I've had like 650-some reincarnations. I said, I've been here enough now. I think I'm ready to go on. So you can do that with past life regression. My angel's guides and Archangel Michael, who's been with me now for quite a while. In fact, he was with me from birth to keep me alive through some of the stuff I went through. Comes and helps me with that. The marvelous thing that you can, the answers that come up in past life regressions are amazing. Not only the patterns that you can finally see where you need to break that and heal it, but I had a gal come that was very codependent. And she couldn't figure out how she got in another one of those relationships. And so in the middle of the regression, as we were working through the process, and she says, it was all laid out in front of her exactly what her behavior pattern was. And she saw it in a new perception that she hadn't seen before. That's the beautiful part of hypnosis. You see it without the emotions. That's why when you've had abuse or whatever problems in your childhood, you don't have to go through the thought talk therapy and go through all the anguish. It takes the emotion out when you do it in hypnosis, and it's almost painless. You might cry, but it's almost painless way to heal, and it's much quicker too. And so when she's seeing this all in front of her, she says, oh, I don't have to do that again. Got up and left, and I think it took care of it because I didn't hear from her again. So, and then a fellow who was in my Search for God group one day, he says, you're supposed to give me a past life regression. And I thought, well, you know, this is fine. I just figured we'd set a time up, and it turned out that we just happened to do it right then. It worked out. And I won't go into a long story, but it was really quite an involved situation. And he was really, really trying to win his wife back. She had been in a cult, and they had turned her mind against him, and it's a long story. And she kept, you know, moving away from him. Of course, he wanted the marriage to get back together. And he, all of a sudden, this scenario, he's a king and ta-da-da-da, and she's his wife in this old marriage, and he says, oh, I've been doing that? No wonder she doesn't want to be with me. You know, so immediately again, he was able to see what was going on that he could change, and it certainly was helpful for him. I have a friend that's editing my new book, and she's just had a lot of difficulties to come through. And I kept hearing some stories and stories. I said, I am going to do a past life regression on you. And so we did. She's still telling everybody, and this has been about 2 years now, she's been telling everybody, she says, I'm not lonely anymore. All her life she had been totally, totally lonely and felt left out. Totally. She never, ever felt like she belonged. Good old Al-Anon. We got all through. She says, I don't feel lonely. And she'll show up to work on the book with me. She says, I'm still not feeling lonely. She says, I can't get over it. She says, it just was like that. It just left. She was amazed. So what I know today is that the three gifts God gave me were meditation works, flower essences are essential to help support the program, the processes, and that regression is where a lot of major work can happen, which is my coaching people or other people coaching you in that meditative state is what it amounts to. So I'm just here to say it's possible, and what I've gone through is I'm on the other side of 7 addictions, depression, bipolar disorder, post-traumatic stress disorder. Archangel Michael came to help with that one. I understand that one better. And arthritis, fibromyalgia, and other less significant things that I worked through. So I'm a walking example of what I'm talking about. And so I want to invite everybody that's out there. There's some flyers out on your chairs. In my meditations, I've gotten illustrations that will be in my forthcoming book. And these illustrations I've taught from for about 17 years, 4-step program every Saturday morning. And so they're very wonderful illustrations, but I just recently got a new one. And it's about cleaning out your chakras and doing that so you can go into ascension. And so if you're interested in that process, the program is April 18th in Seattle for 1 day. And there will be 2 visualizations to transform your life related to the chakras. One will actually put you into 5th dimension, and the other one will take away. It's kind of like a cord cutting. When you have relationships, people attach their cords to you. We're going to remove them so you don't have to have all those attachments on your chakras. I also am going to bring a lady with me who sees your chakras. Now, I can read them, and Linda's helped teach me, and I took a course in Virginia Beach, too, where I've learned to read chakras, and I can talk to them even. But the point is, she sees them like an X-ray machine. She's had near-death experiences, and she comes to our Thursday afternoon healing circle all the time, and she's like a walking X-ray machine. And so we're working on somebody that's come for healing, and we'll say, okay, Karen, what do you see? and she can tell in your body what's going on, and then we work with you from that understanding. She's an amazing lady, and so she's going to be there too. And so that information will be in my book. But you know, it's about fear manifests illness. And you can replace that. And you don't need a fear-based life any longer. That's the Piscean age. We're in the age of Aquarius, right? And now we're going to be moving into the 5th dimension. We are going to be moving into a love-based of your life. The lower densities are going to be out. That's why flower essences are so helpful. And you can literally change your life and let the real you out. You don't have to have that fear and anxiety and disease in your life any longer. So I just want to thank you for being such an attentive audience. It wasn't kind of cartoons today and jokes like Linda has, but she wanted me just to share this story with you. And know that you too can come through it. It's possible. If I can do it, you can do it. Thank you.